Hello, this is Jordan Kelly with Books and Backpacking Adventures. This episode is called Kayaking Tour. Today we were going kayaking at last. Major and I were equally excited about the adventure to be had. Walking into the shop, I looked over the various brand name clothing and accessories. Heading to the front, we checked in and got our gear. Helmet strapped on and life jacket slightly crooked, we started for the beach. Strolling through the shops and restaurants, I spotted several interesting stops. Finally, reaching the sand, I discarded my shoes and we joined our group. Everyone was given a paddle and taught basic steering maneuvers. Shortly after, we were called forward and waded into the water towards our tandem kayak. Hopping on first, I settled, then Major got into the seat behind me. Waves rolled in, splashing us with cold water. Once ready, we began paddling forward into the deeper water. The further we went, the larger the waves became. Eventually, we found our rhythm and sped across the water like determined explorers. Upon reaching the others, we waited for everyone to catch up with us, knocking into each other like bumper cars. The sun shined brightly on the blue water, making for a beautiful day. After everyone had gathered, we began our tour, hearing local stories as we explored caves and reefs, trading off between paddling to new locations and taking a brief respite as we searched for marine life. It was quite the tour. The sun lower in the sky, we were led back towards land. Sent in one at a time, we paddled towards the shore, reluctant for the day to be over. Struggling to keep the kayak straight as waves crashed into us from behind, I worried we may not have a smooth landing. The instructor was just ahead, and seeing his look of panic, I froze. He shouted, "There's a wave coming, hang on." I ducked low, feeling the kayak suddenly lifted from the back, and heard someone shout as it flipped over. We were thrown into the water, and I was grateful for the helmet as our kayak slammed into me. Jumping up for air, I saw a blur as a second kayak hit me from behind. Paddles went everywhere, and I scrambled away from the kayak, frantically searching for Major. Turning around, I saw him somehow sitting on the top of a third kayak, much to the shock of the couple still in it. Assured that we were both unharmed, the instructor sent us towards dry land. I was relieved to feel solid ground under my feet again. Exhausted, we returned the gear and decided to explore the shops. Spotting an ice cream store, we each ordered a scoop and snagged a table in the shade. Settled in my chair, I ate the sweet chocolate ice cream, content to watch the people walk by as we rested.